grass-fed beef liver. look at the pipes.
Look at the hole.
Look at the pipes.
Michael, look at the hole in it.
Whoa!
It detoxifies, so all the cow's toxins are filtered through that liver that you're eating.
Beef liver fire.
It's not
Not anymore?
Fuck off! Fuck off! Fuck!
Oh, I taste it. I can taste it now. I'm breathing more.
Nah, that's hectic shit.
Oh, brown pounds. Pussy, huh? Pound the pussy brown.
Are we live?
Mad pounds.
Yes.
Episode number 10 of the Mighty Michael fully actual podcast. Sorry.
Brown pound.
We were just having a chat about Matt's weekend. And man, oh man, it's Easter here. It's Easter Monday right now. And we're in for a jam-packed fucking episode. So sit back and grab a tea, I reckon.
No, have a bong.
We got our fussy little boys. We got trauma trivia. We got therapy with the brown. And we've got Julian Woods coming in to have a chat to us about his upcoming comedy tour, which is wild.
If you choose green tea over coffee, it's better for your uric acid levels.
Stick to pounding pussy, bro.
Matt Brown.
Split pound. The lips. Split the lips with cock. Pound. Pound at it.
Can you say that?
Pound at it, brother.
Can you say that?
I just did, bro. As you all know, everyone, it's fucking Easter right now, bro. And look, I just did family shit all weekend, all right? So there's no dream this week, but it'll be back next week, okay? I'm sorry about that. It was just family shit on, and look.
I
ran out of time. Yeah, that's what happened. Matt didn't dream.
I didn't have any dreams over the week.
Yeah, so super frustrating, guys. I'm sorry. Just DM Matt and let him know how you feel about it.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, how's Easter been, everyone? We ate some chocolate.
I walked past Alfie Langer's statue at Suncorp Stadium on Friday night.
Mickey went to the Broncos game.
What was up with that? Oh, you took a family member, didn't you?
Yeah, free tickets. Okay. So I sort of went with the nephews and watched the Broncos play some NRL, you know I love. And
Fucking horses got up for a win, but hey.
They're in the 40s. Yeah. So it was an ass kicking.
They're in the 40s, brother.
So. And
what else?
You played?
Oh, worms. Lots of worms.
And I got a win.
Really?
On worms?
Oh, yeah, true. Brown on Friday won a game of worms. Yeah. But considering I had 4 worms and he has 8, so he has double my worms. That's why he wins.
Number 9 in the world.
No.
Number 9 in the world.
Anyway, stop.
It's lose-lose for you if you let him pick 8 for you.
If I had to play the number 9 in tennis in the world, shouldn't I have 8 players?
It's different. There's only limited options in worms. Tennis is a different game. Sorry.
Look, pretty similar.
But
same fitness.
Dexterity. It was a good weekend. Easter's good, I think.
Chocolate? A bit of a sugar hangover today. We've been training hard for this fight. We're in April now. First fucking April Fools, everybody.
Yeah, holy shit. Yeah. We pranked Brown this morning, got him with a good scare.
Didn't we, Brown, eh?
Yeah. It wasn't meant to be that good, but it came out well.
You walked
into the trap.
Yeah, it was very, very.
So how's your training going for your boxing?
Yeah, look, mate, it's going all right. It's fucking rough, but, eh?
Like, are you feeling confident in your technique?
Yeah.
I guess every time I spar, I feel more confident, but it is like still like, man, it's a heavy, heavy,
are
heavy
you finding sport. You're getting powerful?
Yeah, I guess. Like in sparring, you don't really want to commit to like throwing him too hard because I did that with one guy the other day.
Yeah, you fucking found out dropped the hard him. Way.
No, he, Michael fucking dropped he stepped him. It up and next minute I couldn't breathe from my stomach.
He found out the hard way.
He's scary.
What was his name?
Oh, I won't say his name.
Lex Luger.
He's a good boxer, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's fun, but it's scary. It's sort of like a bit of both.
Yeah, I can't wait to get it over with. Ages fucking get it done, bro.
Yeah, a lot of training on top of work is it's like 2 jobs in a way. But yeah, physical labor.
It'd be good at the end. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, as long as we don't get knocked out in the first 30 seconds.
What would happen? Okay, here's an offer. You see Marty get knocked out, I get knocked out, and then someone comes up to you and goes, get in there and face them and we'll give you 3K.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I'd do that.
Okay.
No training at all. Of course I would.
Okay.
So I'd have, what I'd have behind me is the anger of seeing my two best friends get KO'd.
The fully actual would take over.
The fully actual would take over. And I'd just walk in there, not a care in the world, whether I get knocked out or not. I'll just
mouth open, arms up.
Yeah, what if swing your elbows were for sore? The fences. No, fuck it. I'd do it. I'd risk it.
I don't believe you.
I promise. I swear on my life I would do that.
No, I'm not shaking that.
Yeah, because you know.
Oh, see? Neither of us trust that.
Sorry.
Well, I would. Well,
let us know in the comments if you think Matt Brown would actually do that, everyone.
Okay, what about this one, Matt? Would you sit in a sink, a big sink at work?
Podcast and scenarios.
And then you have to have a toaster that's on. Someone, you have to throw it up above a meter while you're in the little sink like this. You sort of built, like you're sort of cramped up. Throw it up a meter and catch the toaster 3 times. And it has to be over a meter to throw.
Yeah, I'll do that. But I don't know
and
if
And you
I'll,
get for free.
Can we make you a sink that I'd fit in?
Would you do it for free?
No.
$30?
No.
40?
No.
$30?
If you drop it, you're dead.
Yeah. Maybe 50?
Okay.
What's been going on?
In Brown?
Yeah, you went to Noosa, didn't you?
I did a walk around the Noosa headland.
And what about work? Have you fired anyone?
No, because I'm not in that position at the moment.
Did you like having the job of firing people?
No.
How many times do you reckon you fired someone?
I can't say.
Why?
I don't know. I feel weird about that.
10?
Yeah, and more.
You like it. I can tell.
Have you ever done 2 in one day?
Have you ever laughed while doing it?
Or scoffed?
I've definitely sent 2 people home in one day and then they were eventually fired, if that counts.
Okay, I'm the first guy. What are you saying? Marty's the second guy. Tell me the first situation. How do you just say what you said? Say what you said in the tone you said it.
No, they got done with drugs. They got done for doing drugs at work.
Okay, come. Legends. Yeah, that sounds like something that happened to me and Marty.
They had drugs.
Okay.
Tested positive.
Revisit it. Let's do the exact thing.
I can't exactly remember.
Just try.
What drug was it?
No, it was just pot, I think. Oh, no, one was pot and one was amphetamines.
Okay, so I'll be the pot guy. Marty's the amphetamine. Go.
It's hard because I can't quite remember, but I remember one guy was like, oh my God, my family, I fucked up. What do I do?
And you said, I don't care. And are you still here?
And then the other person was like, I'm a fucking addict. I'm an addict.
Oh, really?
I'm screaming in the room.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Yeah, it was quite rough.
All right,
and it was rough because I liked both of them. They were both cool. Like
You loved that junkie.
Okay. Yeah. Revisit it. Pretend that it's happening for the first time. Go.
I don't remember.
Just say what you'd say to me.
I've been
caught with pot.
I was very supportive and I was just
did
like.
Did you hug them?
No, you don't
so
do that.
So not that supportive then?
You don't do that.
Oh,
did you at least give him a pat on the back?
Did you offer a hug or put your arms out like that?
No.
If you had to hook up with one, was it the first one or the second one?
The second one.
The junkie.
Yeah.
The method.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. And all right.
Because that one was a girl.
Oh, there you go.
Oh. Are you homophobe? Are you imagine fucking homophobe?
It's just not what I'm attracted to.
Okay. Fair enough. There you go. Sorry.
Well,
sorry,
that's transphobic if you're not attracted to that.
No, they weren't trans.
Yeah, but
listen to the story.
Yeah,
one was a man, one was a girl. I'm attracted to girls. That's why
what
I chose number 2.
What about girls who transition to men? It shouldn't have just based everything on gender.
No, because that would be a man. So if a man transitioned to a girl, then maybe I'll think about it.
If a lady boy.
Yeah.
You'd fuck a lady boy.
No.
You have.
No.
50
would
of
you
them.
For 30K?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Julian did.
Yeah, for $30.
Anyway, let's fucking move on, all right? We've got some messages from our outrageous sponsor. Joe Fortune doesn't sponsor the podcast anymore, by the way.
Oh, he didn't like us?
Well, no, they got a new like marketing guy in and
he fired
us. They're tightening the straps a bit.
So we got fired.
We were first to go. we're not worth it.
We're charging him for this one though, aren't we?
We're not worth it. So that's a reminder, everyone. Please like, comment, and subscribe, and give us a 5-star review on Spotify to trick brands into thinking that we're worth it for a few episodes, and then when they realise that we're not, they cancel that.
Yeah.
But we've already invoiced them. Sorry, here's your invoice.
And the more we don't feel worth it, the more we're going to maybe kill ourselves.
So don't forget to engage so we can trick other brands into giving us money.
Yeah, if not, we might take our own life.
Speaking of, we should probably mention the brand.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of the brands that we're tricking, here is a word from our sponsors. All right, everyone, listen up. Anyway, Manscaped has asked us to say some stuff, but look, we couldn't be fucked finding that email right now.
Oh, no, you can't say that.
Look, they're being honest.
They're our most loyal.
They appreciate our honesty.
Honesty is the best policy,
look,
dude.
And so do our viewers appreciate our honesty. Look, we don't know where the email is, but Manscaped, that, look, you better go to their website and have a look at the new shit that they got going on, all right? Click the link in our description and you have 20% off. Boom, here, fully actual 20, our discount code, have 20% off Manscaped. Have you got, do me a favor and run your hand over your legs like that. Is that furry? Then fuck you. You fucking, yuck. You're gross. Yuck.
That's yuck.
You're yucky and shit. Shit life and shit. You fucked everything up. So go to Manscaped and get yourself some shit that shaves that shit off so you feel and look a bit better. And have 20% off now. It's for women and that.
Fun fact.
I used it.
They've just released a Lawnmower 6.
And a gun.
No, they
haven't. Yep. Manscaped has a gun, a rifle. And you don't need any kind of ID to get the rifle.
Yeah, yeah, you can.
Fully actual 20 will get you 20% off.
That's right. Off the gun.
And the Manscaped.
So go to manscaped.com. They've got guns. They've got guns.
And they've also got.
We're going to have to bleep that or YouTube won't recline it.
What? Yeah.
I can just feel it.
And they've got toners and shampoo and stuff.
Yeah, look, they've also got this fucking Nico.
That's. No,
they've just started doing Nico.
I think that's a Sharpie.
Yeah, oh, Sharpie, sorry. Same. So
you can't put Sharpie in.
Yeah. Colour your teeth in with it.
Sharpie does not sponsor the podcast.
Wait, sorry.
Okay, all right.
But they do
enough.
Do
that's enough Manscaped. For Manscaped. That's all they get this week. And they're going to be happy with that and they'll pay us.
Oh, no. Michael, just leave that.
Sorry, I really want to get one feel of that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Manscaped, all right? Look, we love you guys. You
yeah,
know,
and we're going to go hard on that new.
We're fucking the only fucking around, and Manscaped, yous are the boys. Manscaped, part of the boys. So fucking if yous want to be part of the boys, go to link in the funk description and get your shit sorted.
They truly are the best sponsor.
They are, and they're very, very.
Look, they've been day ones. They've been our day
they've
ones.
They've been here since the start. And look, I just want to say also, girls, you're a part of Manscaped too.
Yeah. It should be renamed Scaped.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think
because it's not just for men. And I've written them an email saying change it to scaped.com.
Yeah, well, it will probably go that way soon.
Harry Muff needs shaving too.
Excuse me, Matt. That's fucked.
Sorry.
You pound pussy. Sorry. Day and night, brown pound puss.
Sorry.
Pound puss, slip the lips. Slip the lips, pound town, brown.
Pound town, brown.
Pound down, pound town. Down, pound town, brown. Pussy town, brown. brown, pussy pound, brown.
Yuck.
Ooh. Anyway. Okay.
Brown
Manscaped. And of course.
It's time to get healthy.
Thank God. Everyone needs to listen up because this product has changed our lives. Okay. All right. AG1. Three letters. All right. Three letters. AG1.
It's two letters and a.
No, three letters. Okay. AG1.
Well, technically, that'd be two letters.
75 vital nutrients and minerals that you can't find in any other food source. Okay. You pay your subscription, boom, the powder rocks up at your door. You don't have to go to the chemist. You pour it in a cup. You put the water in first, okay, little trick. Then put the powder in. It mixes much easier.
And then you brown it
and
down.
And then you fucking drink it and you feel the benefits and you live a long time. Look after yourself because no one else is going to.
Yeah.
And then you can pound that pussy.
Yeah.
You want to pound pussy?
Guilt-free
brown pound down at Brown Pussy Town. Oh, fuck a brown pussy down pound.
Dude, AG1. AG1.
Sorry. AG1. Link in our description and fucking get amongst it, cunt, so you too can get your hands on some pussy and pound
60%
down
off.
At it.
Yeah, well, do you reckon they're going to let us post that because it's very sexual?
What, I'm just describing some of the health benefits.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
Anyway,
does that have vitamin K in it?
That you can get the vitamin D3 and K, the droppers, and they are very, very effective.
I would like some of that.
fine.
All right, that sponsor's done.
Hopefully
we're doing well
with that, eh?
We're doing well.
I think, dude, well, we definitely, that was better than the email that they sent. And AG1 didn't even send an email. That's how good that was.
We wrote the email.
We wrote the email.
Just saying pound brown pussy downtown.
We should write that. How about this and send it back?
Brown. Who gives a crap? So,
what is he talking about?
Oh my god!
Oh shit!
All right, it's time.
It's
time for therapy with the brown. Oh. Therapy with the brown.
Already
therapy.
Put
therapy
that
with the brown. All right, the glasses are on. All right, and this is a segment, guys.
This is not entertaining.
Where Matt,
what do I? There's not even a
speaks
jingle
to us. About his problems, right? He's going to pick a card here.
Oh, so it's getting down it with brown.
Getting down with brown.
Getting down
right,
with
brown,
the
pick
brown.
A card, any card.
Getting down with the... Right.
Read it out loud for everyone.
Rise.
What's the nicest thing you've ever done for someone?
Oh, imagine if it was an ex that you did this for.
No. Pounding pussy's pretty nice.
Imagine if this was for your mum, your dad would get jealous.
Oh.
Who are you nicer to, Greg or your mum?
No, I'm pretty equal.
Greg's not considered your dad, it's just Greg. All right, pretty equal. Sorry.
Where do you put all the used ones?
Oh, this is a good one. That one's
no, you
shit.
Don't get to pick one.
That's shit, that one. Therapist, what about this one?
Oh, this is fucked. You didn't even get
what about,
you
can do both.
I can choose
it's
it.
It's compromise.
No,
what about this one? What are some things that your parents did that you would never do?
Oh, wow. To your kid? Or yeah. Just do in general? What if
both.
Your dad, like,
did
farted.
A shit?
If he farted heaps.
All right, this did will get. Shit. This is just sad, though. Do you really want to hear this?
Yeah, where do you yeah, reckon do the weird, wait, where do you reckon the weirdest place your dad's taking a shit? Dude?
I don't know.
Should we ask him?
No.
Do you reckon he's done a standing up shit before in the shower?
Pulling his cheeks apart?
Maybe that, when he's young.
Do you reckon he's shat in water, like forest water?
Yeah, panic shit in the woods.
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, good. what's the answer to the question? Let's see.
What was the question again?
What's something shit. Your parents did that you would never do?
Oh, fuck. They're pretty good parents. I was very blessed. So they haven't done many things that I would think that I wouldn't do.
Were you clipped?
But yeah. Fuck yeah. But I would do that. So that's all right.
They've snipped your foreskin off too.
Yeah.
At home.
Did you ever get back tickles from your mum?
No.
What? How old until you stopped breastfeeding?
Them. I don't know.
Five?
Well, ask mum.
Okay. All right. Anyway, back to the question.
Anyway, I don't know. It's pretty hard to come up with something that I wouldn't do that they did. But this is sad. But they obviously got divorced, and their divorce and breakup happened like
really
they
quickly.
Had an argument at night time at like 1 a.m. in front of us. And
why were you awake at 1 a.m?
I wasn't. I was asleep, and mum like woke us up so that she could fucking
Hey, your dad and I are arguing. Come and watch.
It was almost like that she just opened the doors yelling. So yeah. And that was rough to deal with.
Who
so,
won?
Nobody won.
Who do you reckon side would you pick in that moment? You're like, yeah, dad's making more sense than that bitch.
No, I didn't have a side.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Why did they want you guys to watch?
It was just the way it happened was rough. And I think at the time, mum was very emotional, and she felt that it should be a family thing rather than a just them two in the bedroom.
So your dad initiated the divorce?
I don't know.
Did someone go to the bathroom in that moment, like around the same time?
As in go to the toilet?
Like in that hour?
Or go into the bathroom?
Like, did she leave him to go to the toilet at one point?
I have
he
no
her?
Idea. I don't think so.
Why?
I don't know.
I think everyone was in tears. So okay. I think some people were in the bathroom, but
yeah,
not
okay,
using
not
the
using,
bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you sleeping in with your sister?
No, she was in a separate room.
How old were you till when you split up with your sister in a room?
I don't think I ever shared a room with her.
That's not cool, man.
Privileged white man.
Yeah.
Right, so you wouldn't wake up your kids at 1 a.m.
Yeah, I wouldn't
to share an argument.
I wouldn't. Yeah, like if that like, and it wasn't a horrible thing to deal with, but that was sad. So you know, I would prefer not to go
so they
through that.
Dragged you out there and said, "Look, we're getting a divorce. No, who do you pick?"
No,
did they say
it wasn't
who do
like
you
that
pick?
At all? No, it wasn't like that at all.
Sorry. Shit.
And it was just sad. So yeah, I don't know.
Oh, shit. That's, Who do you choose, Brown?
It's not funny. I don't know. Yeah. See, this isn't a funny segment.
It's pretty funny.
They just get real deep.
Yeah, well, it's like D&M. Everyone loves a good D&M.
Nah, we want to get deep with Brown Town.
Actually,
Can you tell me something that...
Yeah, I wouldn't...
I'm sure you'd be similar.
Yeah,
you?
I got a fair few. I would say I would not make my kids lunch. School.
Yeah,
parents didn't make you lunch.
I would... Oh, so I reckon you should have to make your lunch as it creates independence.
You didn't get some pickles in a jar?
I had nothing to make. There was nothing there.
I was given cash to go to the canteen every day. $10 every day. And $10 back then was fucking a lot of money.
It's like $50.
Dude, a dollar would get you a fucking mega donut.
A lot of super dupers, a lot of breakers, a lot of party pies, a lot of pizza rounders. Remember them?
Yeah. Burgers.
And I was sitting there begging for food.
I would waste food, like
were
on purpose.
Were you actually?
Just because I was bored.
You fully actually didn't get lunch? You didn't get pickles in a jar or something?
You don't get lunch. It was just like, lunch wasn't made. I had to make my own lunch. And so I never made it.
Primary school, I was made lunches. I only got like canteen every, high school was canteen every day.
Yeah.
Primary school was canteen every Friday.
That's
but
fucked,
I had my lunches made. You know what I've realized with lunches is, sandwiches, if you don't eat it in the first, I'm going to say, 30 minutes, something changes in the sandwich.
Yeah, it starts to seep in.
It becomes shit. It tastes like...
The texture changes.
It just
changes.
Tastes shitter. So I would never eat my sandwich. I'd throw it away or bring it back home.
What about the people that are starving in the world?
We didn't have any of them at our school. So, like, I just didn't know about... Yeah, I know. You weren't there. You were at high school.
Should have given the food to me.
You were at high school, but I didn't have like packed lunches.
You know, once because I became so I don't know if I've told this story.
I'm gonna ask your mum.
I became so predictable with who I would ask for food that some of my mates, they stitched me up and they put dog food in a sandwich. Like, oh,
they did not.
Yep. Do you want this? All right. It was during sports carnival, and I was eating it, and I looked over, and they were all laughing, and I was like, looked at it, and they're like, oh, it's dog food, and then I just shrugged, and then continued to eat it, and that shut them up immediately.
Fuck.
And I fucking ate a dog food sandwich and I kept going with it. And then they're like, fuck yeah, I was sick. You didn't fucking throw it away, bro.
That's how hungry you were.
Dude, I got fucking bamboozled in a classroom once. It was fucking good too. We were all eating Skittles and passing them around. My mate had a big pack of Skittles and he was passing them around. I had like four or five of them and it was great.
Fucking pig.
And then I didn't see this, but... One of the boys like got his balls out in class and stuck a Skittle on his balls and was like, ah! And it was just sitting on top of his balls and I missed all this. And anyway, they took the Skittle off and everyone's like, oh, pass it around, see if someone eats it. All right. And fucking they passed to me and I just got given a Skittle. And so they gave me a green Skittle and I ate it. And then like
you had a ball
10
Skittle.
Of the boys were like, ah, he ate it off his balls.
Wow.
That's just really immature, Matt.
So, yeah, I was not impressed, and it ruined green Skittles for me forever.
Yeah, that's really
disgusting. If anyone was in that
story.
Class, fucking well done.
I'd make sure I'd go shopping with mum on shop day, and then I'd just grab everything I wanted. And then when we got home, she's like, you can only have one or two, like say if there's a pack of Tim Tams, you can only have one or two Tim Tams, Michael. That's it. Then you got to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
And by the end of the day, the whole pack of Tim Tams
you get
would always be gone.
So which one get angry at you?
I don't think, I think it was like, oh, you can't do that. And then it was just like, I'd get my Tim Tams again.
I'd just eat them and run. Yeah, I had the same thing. I'd run. As soon as I figure out that they're all gone, I'd fucking get out of there quick.
Oh, man, Tim Tams. Holy shit.
Man.
Yeah, look, anyway. Good times. Good times, child.
Anyway, that's getting down with a Brown, eh? Now we know more about Brown and you guys know a little deep secret about the Brown.
And you guys too.
Yeah, well, look, we're all bonding. It's all family.
That was good in the end.
So it was family therapy. Getting See? Down with Brown. Sorry.
All right, let's have a fucking big, silky smooth bong. I'll suck the smoke into the lungs and we'll be right back with our fussy little boy. And we're back, and James is still prepping our fussy little boys. So in the meantime, we're going to hit it with a voicemail segment.
Ring.
Fucking smash it, Brown. Smash it like you want to fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Yo.
Ring it with your rings. And this is a segment where you guys call us and leave a voicemail, a text, a picture, a video. You tell us stories, whatever you want. You send it to 04-666-02-303. We also have WhatsApp if you're overseas.
Same number.
Same number, all right? So send us a voicemail and you might be playing on here, but just remember they can't be too long, okay?
So rude. Now, look, highlights of the week, what we've sent that I can't really show you guys, but I talk about it, is we got sent a dude who had a pre-shot of before he got his ball removed because he had cancer, and then a shot after he got his ball removed. So he only had one ball.
Can I see that?
Yeah, I can show you that.
Was it much difference?
I wonder what coming would feel like. Look,
we've also got a dog's dick, which is cool.
I remember the dog's dick. That was cool.
Surely you just ejaculate and there's no sperm.
We got sent shit.
Yeah, some people are sending shit,
which is very exciting.
Don't worry about it. We'll show me after.
Now, all right, we got a couple of voicemails. Look, give him a chance. We got some stories.
Oh, remember someone's sending us a finger as well. Someone's literally sending us a finger. Guy who cut his ball off, if you have that ball still, send it in.
Yeah. We'll mix the ball with the finger.
And we can play like ball.
Finger ball.
If we get two balls, we could make a dick with the finger and the balls could be balls.
And obviously. Then we can fuck ourselves with it. We'll put it
on our OnlyFans.
We could freeze the finger, put a condom on and finger our ass with it.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So
easy. Easy content.
Alan pussy.
Listen here, you cunts. You have exactly 1 week to give me Brown back. I trained that cunt to molest me the exact way I wanted to be molested. I fucking spat on that cunt and kicked that cage so hard that when he was released, I spent fucking 3 weeks in hospital the first time. Which was perfect. Throw salt on my back. The fucking cunt fucking worked me that hard. I enjoyed every care. And then you, the pair of you, came and robbed me of my fucking delicious hate pleasure. 1 week.
Do you know that guy?
Yeah, I think of it.
Is he connected to Queston or some shit?
No.
You don't want to talk about
it. Is he like just a family friend?
He's just another story.
And is he from Quelch?
Maybe you'll have a dream about it.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, well, there you go. All right, we might have to bleep a bit of that, but that was pretty good. Now, all right, next one. Here we go. All right, no, now I've got a bone to pick with this one.
Here we go.
Just hear it out.
Oh, it's going to be so shit.
Yo, ring it with your ring, man.
Hey, boys. Look, I thought I'd just give you a little funny hookup story. I don't want to talk about how I lost my virginity. It's just a touchy subject. But basically, I have an awesome little car. It's a little two-door. It goes pretty hard. One day, pretty horny, not going to lie, you know. Man's got to get his dick wet. So I was like, there's no better decision than to hit up just like, you know, everyone who I reckon I could get on with. So did that, ended up with probably the worst option out of the bunch, but, you know, went and picked her up, went to the park. So we got into it. Turns out she didn't like having sex and she didn't like fucking. So I'm like, well, you want to give me head? She's like, okay. And so she gave me head. And then I'm about to finish. And I'm like, are you ready? And she goes, oh, no, I don't swallow. And then I was like, oh, no, that's all right. Too late. I splooged everywhere, fucking everywhere. And it went all down the fucking inside of the windscreen and all fucking on my door and shit, fucking puddled up in the bottom of the door well, all in fucking sand and shit.
Jesus.
That has got to be the worst cleanup job ever. No more regret have I had than coming home and fucking having to clean that shit up. Not fucking good, boys. Ring in with your rings. See you later.
Now, think about this. That story, the whole lot of it is a dude picked up a chick and then blew in his car.
I do.
I would have just leave the jizz in there to dry.
I do like him.
It's not, yeah, he's a fine man, but like think about like that's
powerful.
If that's
shot.
The worst thing that has happened to him, he's had a very good life.
Yeah, that's happened to most of us.
Maybe.
Not the windscreen. Like the shot must have slung out and hit the windscreen. That's pretty rough.
Lots of cum.
It would have been
car,
embarrassing, the just the sheer volume of ejaculate spraying around. And the girl sitting next to him just kind of looking at him while he's spraying the car.
Pooling in the sand. Embarrassing. It's quite, yeah, there must
it's
have
like
been a
lot. Scary movie cum shot.
Yeah. But look, that's what we get. So obviously you guys can beat this. So come on, send us through. We got a play. Someone sent us a play, but it was too long. It's got to be under a minute, okay?
And keep the pictures and shit coming. We look at everything, man.
Yeah, we
so
really
fucking
do
send
enjoy
that
it.
Shit in. It's fucking hectic as shit. And thank you so much for fucking participating. 0466602303 if you want to fucking have a chat to us, cunt. And sometimes we answer. So if we do that, talk to us. Don't hang up straight away.
Mm. And be articulate. Be
Now, I also want to see what's our tactic. Now, we've basically, you guys all know, we've been calling Emily up each week to make sure that she becomes a better person, but also to make sure that Bailey has dumped her ass, because Bailey is our bender story buddy who tells us good bender stories. She got in the way of that, has been blocking, like basically was threatening us and threatening Bailey, hence why he had to break up with her. So we are just calling to make sure that that is official and the breakup has happened. So let's
see.
We're
checking in.
Yeah, we're checking in with Emily. Also, should we use a different phone or what?
Yeah, I'll call her off private, off mine, and say what happened.
Okay, let's hope, because she does.
Can you read her number out to me?
Yeah, 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 and cut this corner, obviously.
No, leave it in corner.
The person you are calling.
I'll try again.
It's like she knows this time on a Monday that not to answer her phone.
It's not always the exact same time, though.
Yeah, true.
It's much earlier this time around.
The person you are calling is not available. Please leave a short message and it will be sent as an audio message.
Emily, we're watching. We know the truth.
Go to therapy.
And I've hung up.
Okay, good. All right, look, we got the message through.
We're intimidating her. We're slowly getting through to her psyche. She'll get a text message now saying those words, and she'll be quite scared about that, and that's good.
Well, it's good for – it's revenge for Bailey. That's what we. That's why we do this.
Revenge porn.
Yeah. Well, yeah, look, it's sort of that in like a psychological sort of way.
A psychological revenge porn.
So, yeah, it's what she did to Bailey was wrong, hence why we are redeeming him.
Indeed.
And why not? Let's just give him a call and see how he's going.
Indeed.
You know, she hurt him really bad.
That's being racist.
Indeed.
You're doing a really poor Asian accent.
I'm just saying indeed.
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 Matt, that's super racist.
Indeed.
Okay, Bailey, give us a story.
Hello.
Bailey, hey, Bailey, how are you,
Bailey?
Hey, Bailey.
Well, yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
How's Easter?
Happy Easter, lads.
Where are you right now?
Well, I'm actually at my old house, so I've just moved into a new one. I've just got to fix up a couple things before we hand the keys back.
Do you have any weed?
Sorry?
Do you have any weed?
Yeah, I actually do. Do you want some?
Yeah, can I buy some off you? I'm running dry, bro.
I sell sticks, but.
Oh, yeah, that won't go nowhere. Yeah,
that's one fucking hit.
Bailey, is Emily there?
Nah.
Don't
you know the guy, lads. She's not.
Do not lie.
Yeah, well, it's good. She's like, obviously, you know, she's running scared. She hasn't been picking up our calls.
We've been threatening her.
We've been leaving a few threatening messages on her voicemail, but within good reason, as you know. Like, we were just redeeming what
she
did.
We're trying
to
intimidate her and scare her.
Yeah. 100%, I would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, everyone understands.
Good. It's good we're all on the same page, mate.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, look, throw a story out, whatever you feel, whatever you're feeling. It's Easter, so here we go.
Easter bender.
I've only got a little one at the moment because I haven't, like, obviously thought of the ones that are, like, good.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, so when we were younger, we had this mate that would always go to his house because, like, his parents were always chiller than the rest of ours.
Yep.
So he had a back shed, and we always, like, there was like lounges and that, and there was a kickback spot. So there was always 10 or 15 of us in there at a time. And then one day there was like this dude there, like sometimes random would like rock through, but like just have a drink with us. And then there was this one dude there, and he was really drunk, and we had these like big shot glasses, like when we were doing shots of like straight bottles. And then as he's going to slam the shot glass down on the glass table, like aggressively, he smashed the glass table and cut all up his hand and like started pissing out blood. And this, it's like 5 in the morning, and we're all like thinking, what the fuck do we do? Like, because none of us had a license, obviously. So we're like, we need to call like a taxi, get him up to the hospital because it was just around the corner. And then one of the boys is like, put his hand up to go sit up there with him. And we're like, yeah, righto. And when he was in the hospital with like the dude that did it, the dude that went up there with him like was sort of giving everyone like fucking a bit of candy through the weekend. And then old bud was sitting in the hospital bed in front of all the nurses and was like, oh, dude, he goes, like, with all that stuff you gave me this weekend, he goes, like, I'll fix you up for it. Like, and then my mate's looking at him going, like, shut the fuck up. He goes, don't worry about the beers, like, blah, blah, blah. And then he ended up leaving him because he was just, like, stressing out. And then 2 hours later, like, we were all sitting in the back shed and he's rocked up in, like, the a gown, and, like, he's got a needle in his arm because he's, like, ditched the hospital. He's come back and, like, was wigging out, and he come back and kept drinking. And his mum had to come get him, and he's at the front, like, causing. We were only, like, 16, and his mum's, like, trying to yell at him to get in the car, and he's, like, calling her, like, all these names, like, because he didn't know even what was going on. It was honestly the best.
Is that guy still alive?
Yeah, but we don't talk to him anymore, believe it or not. He sort of went a bit weird, eh?
He's an Emily.
Yes, pretty much. He was cool at the start until all that weird shit started happening.
Dude, Emily or him?
Dude, was his hand okay or this? Like...
Yeah, it was all, like, he had to get 6 or 7 stitches.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. So he tried to party, fucked his hand. Well,
and he still had the needle. What do they call it?
He was like
attached to the arm.
He was out there calling his mum like a slut and like a drunk and all that. And we're sitting there going, bro, it's your mum. Shut the fuck up. And he's like, nah, fuck the cunt. She's a slut. I was like, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. That's brutal.
That is a great story, especially at 16. That's heavy. That's heavy.
Yeah, that is heavy. At
16.
Your mum would be so upset.
Yeah,
eh?
But, like, the worst thing is, like, the dude that was going to go sit up in the hospital with him wasn't really close with him, but he was, like, felt bad. So he went up there, and when he's sitting up there, like, the dude that was in hospital was, like, full from this, like, our mate under the bus. And my mate's sitting there looking, thinking, why the fuck do I even just come to the hospital with you?
Oh, wow. That is heavy. Man, well, there you go. That's, like, I guess the moral of the story is don't do drugs at 16. Like, that heavy.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, there you go, guys.
You end up, like, you have a lot of friends when you're younger, and then some of them will just turn into just losers and do that to their mum.
Yeah, you'll be Emily. So, yes. All right. Well, thank you, Bailey. That was great, mate. And, yeah, look.
Happy bloody Easter, mate. Happy bloody Easter. Or you go and have a couple of chockies.
Yeah, you get an Easter bunny.
All right, lads. Happy Easter.
See you, dude. And there you go.
He's had some colourful friends, old man.
Yeah,
Bailey,
dude, that's heavy.
Imagine did we find out where he grew up? I can't remember.
I can't remember
either. Colorado.
Colorado.
But yeah, that would be hard to watch your mate be so twisted that he's calling his mum.
Piercing myself
a slut.
If you guys did that to your mums.
Oh man,
piercing myself.
I couldn't. I would never do that.
No, if you did enough drugs, you could. No. You can do anything with enough drugs. Enough drugs in your system, the right balance. Powers. You become a different person with enough drugs.
Mm. Yeah,
all right. Well, thank you, Bailey. And it's good to hear that Emily's still out of the scene.
Yeah,
we've become different people under the right amount of drugs.
Oh man, fucking
Xannies and Valium in particular changed me as a person.
You become an asshole therapist.
MD. I'll become a Christmas tree.
Like, what was it really bad?
Just you, no matter what was said in that pool, you know, that pool that night.
Yeah, vaguely, dude. Very vaguely.
I've seen you go like that a few times where you really want to help everyone, but you're just so threatening.
It's the fucking balls, dude.
And I saw Mike, you started on Michael, and you could tell Mike's like, no matter what he said, no matter what I said, and James as well, you just, No answer was good enough for you. We just, you'd turn around and be upset.
Look, it's the Valiums, all right? It's
Valium and alcohol.
Remember the Zanny? That Zanny? No, I turn into a different person.
Zanny's
I think
it was Zanny. Was it Zanny?
And something snaps in my, it's the same active ingredient.
Enough MD though. You can, it's not just like.
MD, you're beautiful.
Vocal, but MD, it's more visual. You just can really.
Oh man, it makes me sick.
You can really. I reckon some of
those MD nights is why I had the nervous system. System issues.
I hated the MD. I obviously never would do it. But
how the fuck do you do that?
I would be there with Marty and Marty, and I'll be like pissing, and Marty comes over and goes, "I'm just so insanely jealous right now because all I want to do is piss and I can't." Like he couldn't.
Yeah, and that does hurt when that part happens. So rude though. You should have fucking at least sensitive. Once. We had a boys' trip where it was unlimited MD.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Look who we have, everyone. It's time. It's time for the pussy little boys. Look, we have Jenny here.
Jenny.
Oh, we have a little raccoon on set. We got a little raccoon on set. Where's my little Jenny Penny, hey?
Jenny!
Look at that.
Yeah!
Little black bear. Little baby black bear.
smells washed.
Little black bear.
Oh.
If you're only listening, a raccoon came onto the set.
No, everyone can see now.
I know, but some people still just listen.
All right, guys, it's time for our fussy little boys. Hit it, Brown. Hit it like it's stolen from me, bro.
Fussy little boy. Fussy little world.
Fussy. Oh, fuck, I hate this part, man.
And this is a segment where Matt and Michael, who are notorious fusspots, have to try a food. It has to be a food that is a bit weird. And we'll see just who is fussier because it's quite explosive.
Oh. Fuck off.
So today's a cuisine I've prepared in two different ways.
Yes.
And but the main ingredient is organic grass-fed beef liver. look at the pipes.
Look at the hole.
Look at the pipes.
Michael, look at the hole in it.
Whoa!
Dude, there's a hole in it.
Smell it. Smell it and ingest it. It's really healthy for you.
I want it cooked.
You can reveal that one, Mart. That one is the best one. I've prepared that really nicely. So that one should genuinely be quite delicious. I tried it and I was
stop
like
this.
No, I tried it and I was like, it's yeah, not I'd, fucked
actually,
enough.
You know what? I'm gonna try some of this. All right, so this is
why is it so fucked?
Liver.
You guys love beef.
Yeah, no, it's beef liver.
Oh, beef liver, dude, it has a whole different effect on the palate.
Oh yeah, it's very
I don't like how you said.
Oh god, dude, I'm so scared.
I don't like how you said palate.
Very sinewy. Like
what's
very,
that word?
Lots of hard strands that don't break through teeth bite.
Oh,
whoa, that's not good for me.
Okay, this takes me back to Mongolia when we had mutton.
Okay, mutton. This is I'll have the
one,
cooked.
This is just what it looked like. You can get salmonella from that one, so I didn't want you to have that.
Okay.
I understand. This is the one that you're going to eat.
Wait, why does he get that one?
No, you get this one as well. Oh, this is the nice one we can try after we try the real experience, which is just pure beef liver, a little bit of salt and oil. That's it.
Yummy.
This one has like heaps of shit.
And quite healthy.
Yeah, very healthy.
I'm ready.
Very healthy. This is the liver detoxifies the cow's body.
Oh, what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing that you took the smaller piece. It was very predictable.
It detoxifies, so all the cow's toxins are filtered through that liver that you're eating.
All the stomach acids in there. Oh, it's only half cooked.
All of the dirt and shit that the cow, all the diseases that the cow encounters go through the liver and get filtered out.
Dude, he did it medium.
Absorb into the liver walls.
He did it medium rare.
There.
He did it medium rare, so
I'd
you can see
the fat a bit.
This one,
it'll be less dry and.
Strange texture, isn't it? It's like overcooked steak, but then also liver.
Oh, good.
Whoa! Whoa! It's like peanut butter.
Oh god! I can't.
Clean my shoe.
What do you guys think?
I don't like it.
Yeah,
what
it
do you think, Michael?
It's not very good.
I can't
it filters all the toxins out. Oh, all the diseases that the cow has.
Oh.
Beef liver fight.
It's not
beef liver fight.
Make sure we pick that up because it'll go everywhere. Is it my hair?
Yeah, you got a little bit in your hair.
Where?
The smell is actually really, it kind of looks like Mongolian beef.
Yeah, the smell isn't bad. It's the aftertaste. It's like
I just swallowed.
It's like a peanut butter aftertaste.
Oh my God, that was rough.
Do you want any more?
Fuck off! Fuck off! Fuck!
Slippery liver beast. Slippery liver beast.
Fuck off! Beef liver fine. Beef liver fine.
It's actually really not so bad if you, as long as you don't get a sinewy bit.
Oh, I don't like it, dude.
That's alright.
That's fucked, eh?
Oh, aftertaste is shit.
The aftertaste, rough.
Oh, dude. Ah! Fuck off! You fuck!
Oh, you put it up my pants, you dickhead. You fucking dickhead.
I can taste it now, I'm breathing more.
And this cow had a disease before it was shot. I can taste it.
I hate it, dude.
Yeah.
Don't, Michael. All right, have some respect.
So, out of 10?
Yeah. How bad out of 10, Michael?
Oh, fucking, that is a solid 8. Oh, dude, it's on my face.
Is that the worst?
Is that,
no, that's enjoyment.
That's enjoyment.
Oh, it's a 2 out of 10. It tastes like just, it's like mush.
Yeah. So you don't like beef liver?
Oh, dude, it's still in my teeth.
Yeah. Could you imagine that on a sandwich with some mustard?
No.
I'm with Michael. It's a 2 out of 10, but if I could eat that and survive, I could eat that easy.
Yeah.
We'll have to pick a lot of this up, otherwise we'll get rats.
I don't mind about that, though. All right, so
is Jenny
today,
here?
Yeah.
So today, it turns out that you boys are equally as fussy.
Mm. Oh,
a 2 out of 10 with the beef liver—that's not so bad, huh?
I feel so sick.
Yeah, I want to go clean some of the mutton off me.
Covering beef liver. It's beef liver. Mutton's baby lamb, and it's quite yum and different. Mutton. This is an organ of a cow, a soft, squishy organ of a cow.
Oh, yuck! Don't say that.
It's not the flesh of it; it's the organ inside of it.
It's in my fucking shorts.
Good boy, Jets.
Oh, dude. It's so
good. Look at Jet. He's really loving it. Healthy beef liver.
I feel so
liver.
Ill now. Like, I just don't feel clean.
Covered in beef.
Little bits of meat everywhere.
Beef liver juice. It's not meat, mate. It's organ. It's an organ from an animal.
Whoa.
It's awful. They call that awful. All the off cuts.
Oh, dude, stop.
They grunt and put in the sausages.
Whoa. Ah. Oh, dude, I can't fucking deal with this. I feel sticky and gross.
I feel sticky and flying.
Oh, dude.
All right, guys, we're going to have a big fat bong break and be right back with Julianne Woods.
Oh
shit,
God.
Baby. Oh my God, baby. Matt just slam dunked beef liver all over Matt Brown's leg.
Michael.
No, Matt slam dunked it on Michael's leg.
Yeah.
Tickle, tickle. Little tickle for you.
Fuck this.
Michael's holding beef liver. We'll be right back after this bong break, everybody. All right, guys, we are back and we forgot that we have to do trauma trivia first before we have Julian on.
Oh,
so let's fucking smash that like button.
Every week it's shit. It's just fucking eating shit, debating
shit.
So brain is hard. And then this one's like
we're
physically hard.
Prepare yourself. I've got somebody's board.
We have it. Hang on. I used to...
Trauma trivia.
Don't copy.
Who wants to pick?
My pencil's been left on this. The lid wasn't put on.
You, that's you.
No.
You did that.
Wouldn't have been me.
Oh,
I guarantee
definitely
it.
Definitely Michael.
human body is the category. Human body is the category. And this is a segment where Michael and I have to answer Matt's questions. And if we get it wrong, we have some sort of physical pain punishment that's never nice. All right, the punishment for today is sting pong. So we peg a ping pong ball at the person who got the answer wrong.
The inner thigh should sting quite well.
Oh, man, I'll get my tongue on top of a pound pussy.
Ooh.
What did we pick?
You used to...
A human body. The human body.
You
used to call me on my brown.
Okay, here we go.
The questions are made so you both have a chance at winning them.
Thank you.
All right, are you ready?
No.
Okay. All right, ready? All right, question one. How much saliva does your mouth produce each day on average?
Three, two, one.
Reveal.
1 liter.
I've said 500 milliliters.
Michael said 1 liter, and what do you say? 500 milliliters. Okay, and the answer is exactly 1 liter. Wow. Marty loses this question.
Shit!
And we'll take the first punishment.
How did I fucking win that one?
Well done.
You've measured it before. That's how you know. You've done golly bottles, so you know.
Yeah, he's very...
Don't hit my dick.
Be strong and hard and think of the...
Oh, it stings immediately. Look, there's a red circle.
All right, remember, you have to attack the same spot each time.
Sorry.
Ow.
All right.
I can't believe it's like an instant red circle.
Yeah.
All right, good work, Michael. Question number two. All right, on average, how much urine does a person produce in a lifetime? How much urine does a person produce in a lifetime? On average, here's a little hint for you guys to help you out with the little bit. It's roughly about 2 liters, 1.5 to 2 liters a day on the average person is produced in the body. Now, when I did read this, it did base it off the age of an 85-year-old person.
I think I've actually nailed it, so back the fuck up.
Show me your answers in three, two, one.
8,000 liters.
300,000.
Fucking hell. You're both way out. What did you say? 300,000 liters?
Yeah.
You said 8,000 liters. I think Marty's closer. It's 35,000 liters.
Well, that fucking sucks. Yes. What did I say? Yes, 300,000?
I am a classer. Marty gets to deal out a punishment.
Man. Oh,
fucking hell.
I'm going to fucking smash.
Enjoy your prize, sir. Reveal the leg. Reveal the leg.
Whoa! Oh, my God!
Dude, that was clean. It's more now than it.
Oh my god! It's like an instant mark.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
It's fully raised up. Wow,
can you show the camera that?
Raise me up!
Oh my god!
It only does with white.
Shit. This is actually
that. Fuck that! Same spot will hurt even Makale.
Makale.
All right. Question number three.
In general, it is said that men may produce between 2 milliliters and 5 milliliters of semen each time they ejaculate. How much sperm cells are produced or come out in 1 milliliter?
Whoa.
I'll read it again.
No.
Okay.
Fucking shit.
You dickhead.
I've got black mark on face.
Dickhead.
I have rounded up for this one.
3, 2, 1.
Reveal.
50,000.
I said 1 million. There's no way.
So you said 50,000 sperm cells in 1 milliliter of ejaculate.
Yeah.
And what did you say?
1 million sperms.
Okay. You're both way off.
Fucking tell me you won.
Shut up, idiot.
So in 1 milliliter, it is estimated, but I rounded up, to 300 million sperm cells.
Oh, so I'm way closer.
Real shame for me.
I'm way closer.
Marty goes again. Marty goes again. You're a big hen. Collect the ping pong ball and throw.
Oh my God.
See if we can get that thing purple, cunt.
Same spot. Oh, dude. Oh, fuck, dude. No!
Oh! Fucking got under. Yeah, it went under. Shit.
That was okay. That was okay. That
sucks. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Oh, man.
Felt like it had it, too.
It can go not as bad as the first. Shit. Okay.
I have to get this right.
Oh, God.
That's a decliner. Huh?
All right. Next question. On average, how much does a person vomit over their lifetime?
How many liters?
No, just how many times they vomit.
It's a lot more as a baby.
On average, over your lifetime, like I'll give you an example. I think I vomited once last year. So
dude, you shouldn't say stuff like that.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry about that.
All right, I'm ready. 3, 2, 1, 250.
I said 300.
302. So Michael says 250.
I've said 300 just because babies vomit nearly every fucking day.
That's what I was thinking.
And on average.
Do they count that?
On average.
Hello, Alec, talk.
It is exactly 250 on average.
Wow. That's fucked, man.
How did you know that?
I don't know. I fully
that's incredible, dude.
Logic and shit.
Oh. No. That's bullshit. I reckon babies put that. Oh, yeah, no,
it's on average. Ma, Michael gets a hit.
Look at your red dot.
No.
Aim up and throw with intention.
Come on, pussy boy. He missed.
He gets another throw.
Pussy boy.
Come on, you weird nun.
Oh,
so close.
It's amazing how painful they are. You wouldn't think they'd be.
It's not fun.
Give me my tray.
Tray.
Brown.
All right.
It's a tray.
So is that two all?
Yeah.
Final question. Winner takes
all.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, shut up, Matt.
Come on.
All right. On average, how much skin does a person shed over a lifetime?
Like weight-wise?
Weight-wise.
Fuck you.
I've already written mine. 3, 2, 1. 10 kilos.
I've gone 100 kilos.
Okay. Wow. All right. What'd you go? 10.
10 and 100. What's
and
the
you
answer?
Said 100 kilos. The answer is 35 kilos.
Fuck, man.
For all the Americans out there, 77 pounds.
That's amazing. I am the body man.
Yeah, you're the body man. What the fuck, bro? Yeah.
Michael wins. Claim your prize. Yeah, claim your prize.
Give me a feel of that as you get up. You might have won, but you're still mine.
Aim strong. Throw hard.
Ah!
Pain!
Ow, a triangle of pain, a triangle of trauma.
It's so beautiful. If you can sum once it pops up, show the for clients.
Yeah, gotta get here.
It's quite cool. It's like a little triangle of shown going good. If you stand up on the couch, I reckon.
Oh, you look like you have ringworm.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. It's art. That's actually art.
Hurts
us. It's trauma trivia, baby.
Look who it is.
Time for Julian Woods.
Julian Woods, Woods.
How are you, Mr. Clare?
Oh, We're back, and look, we've got Julian Woods here, and him and Matt Brown are going to be touring together.
So,
him and Matt Brown have got a comedy show together, and they're going to be dressed like this during it. It's a take on a Japanese family, and Matt's the wife, the grumpy wife, and Julian's the husband who eats rice with a spoon, and she gets really angry because it's culturally insensitive.
And he's very violent and backhands
me a lot. Stick to tradition.
Yeah. And we have an international guest named Michael who sleeps above us and he pisses on us because he's drunk.
Man, hey, I've done on. In Cambodia. That was Cambodia, not Japan.
Oh, sorry. Isn't
he would
the
never
same place?
Do that in a developed country.
Anyway. No, Japan sorry. Is.
Yeah. Wow, we went real out there just then.
Anyway.
Sorry about that, Julian. Sorry. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Julian.
Hello.
You look at what he is. Eugenie. Like, you could be Eugene.
Eugene Buffalo.
Dude, you look
That's
fucked.
Me. I don't like this fucking outfit. It looks too real.
Why did you pick that?
You picked it.
Julian's not wearing a wig.
So
I have a request. I demand that you do respect. More of those videos where you ask golfers to suck your dick. To amazing. Be able to say that to an old man is hard to do.
Dude, it's so funny. Like, even that one with Walt, we had to cut it short because I, like, full chased him. Like,
I saw at the end you said you can. Yeah, that's, oh, man. It's like, very good.
I would have, like, yeah, traumatized that old man.
One day someone's going to say yes and you're going to have to get sucked off.
Or suck off yourself.
No, well, that clip just happened. Like by instance, we were
You're
driving
just passing
home.
By.
Yeah, we were literally passing by, and I was in that outfit. And then I was like, I'm just gonna go ask that guy to suck me off and film it.
Does anyone get like a bit aggro, a bit violent, and want to come after you?
Yeah, there was this that Castnet video, you know, down at that shop.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're illegal.
Yeah, yeah. We went down and tried to get him like another two times, but like every single time he'd like know it was us, like we'd send in different actors pretending to be like
officers. So he caught on.
Yeah, yeah. And then he full chased us. He was a psycho.
Oh, sorry, what about that?
He sold his business. He
should have stabbed him to death. You should have stabbed him, bro. You should have fucking stabbed the guy.
That was a plan, bro.
He ran him out of town by like trying to get laid with him.
Yeah, because we stabbed him. Yes.
And imagine going into stores and just stabbing people.
Yes, dude, it would definitely go viral.
Dude, stab compilations, bro. And stuff like that, bro.
No.
Website only. Website only.
Yes.
But, okay, what about with the... You had the cops called on you, am I right?
Yeah, we had like five cops. Well, that was meant to be a Willem video, and then like, yeah, he pretty much just got like just five cop down. Cars and fucking all these ambulances, and he just felt too bad to upload it, so he just gave it to me because he was scared he was going to get in trouble. Already had an apology video filmed for it.
Oh, that's because he's on good behavior, right?
Yeah, I think he's all good now, but like good behavior, that's nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, okay.
You've had that before.
Yeah. I'm on bail right now.
Stabbing a gun. Yes. Fucking stabbing a gun.
I've got a question. How do you solve the youth crime issue in Australia or Queensland specifically?
To be honest, with
come on,
me,
I know you
I
know.
I used to just watch Greg Inglis' greatest hits compilations.
Greg Inglis? Is that a footballer?
Yeah,
and a singer.
His big hit. His
He's
big
a singer
hits.
Now.
Big hit compilations.
And that solves youth crime.
Yeah, bro.
Do you reckon the age should be lowered in jail? They should be arrested at like 14, younger? 16.
Why are you asking me? Like, because you're a criminal.
You were one of them.
Yeah, I didn't steal cars and shit.
You bash people at skate parks.
It wasn't spray cool painting train and shit, bro. Yeah.
Spray painting trains.
Yeah.
I guess that's not
I'm
that
getting
bad.
Really hot.
Yeah, it's the aircon's actually on. It's just it's just a shit facility.
We've never really
just a really shit facility.
Yeah,
we're working. There's a plan for that.
No, I think we're going to ditch the aircon in the podcast.
Oh, I thought you meant youth crime.
Oh yeah,
sorry.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, we just because we always laugh how hot we get.
Oh,
we
love everyone.
We love everyone sweating and shit. It adds a funniness to it, bro.
It's going to be
so
fucking terrible.
That's the plan.
That's a bad idea.
So you're doing your stand-up now?
Yeah, yeah. So April 17th, I think, all the tickets and everything gets released. It's still still a bit secret.
Where do they
like
go to buy them?
What's secret?
The tour, like there's still mystery around it because like nobody knows where I'm going, what I'm doing.
Can you tell us one place?
Yeah, one place.
Brisbane.
Oh.
Is Perth on the cards?
Perth is on the cards.
Wow. Is Wollongong?
How about I just tell you everywhere I'm fucking going?
Yeah.
So, name how many.
Yeah, so I'm going to Perth, and then I'm going to Adelaide, and then I'm going to Sydney, bro, and then I'm going to Melbourne, bro, and then I'm finishing in Brisbane, bro.
No Tasmania.
No small cities, bro. Okay. Fuck those, like, town full of paws and shit, bro.
Yeah, we want no. cities.
Be a, how about you be a fucking real adult and move to capital
Dude,
city
Dude, Little
or something,
Australia
bro.
Is your Canberra. Biggest fan group, though.
Yeah, no, fuck them. They're, like, I've got heat. Come to Albury. Why the fuck would I want to go to Albury, man?
Yeah. What about the tennis tournament there? I played when I was a kid.
Yeah. Okay, I'll
large
go.
Crowd.
That's a good reason
I'll
to
add
go.
It to the list. But no, yes.
No April. Cairns?
I might add Cairns. Like,
you played
on.
At Cairns
yeah,
before.
Yeah, because I like
though.
Cairns. Yeah, okay. But like after I do it, I might just fucking
little
go
ones
up there
here and there.
Yeah. but yeah, no, Make Dark Humor Great Again tour. It'll be in July.
And how many months is the tour?
It's just over 2 weeks. I'm just fucking jam packing it, man, so I don't have to be.
And
fun.
What do you? Like,
and you so have to drive everywhere, or are you flying?
Yeah, no, I'm flying. Yeah. Oh, okay. Fucking driving.
Oh,
no,
so sorry.
Nah.
Well, okay. I want to hear a story of the funny or the most someone's got offended at a show.
The other week I had like a lot of people walk out.
Really?
Yeah, like I was at West End.
Because you kept stabbing cunts.
No, I can't remember what I was talking. I think it was plus size models and I think they were just fat white chicks.
Oh, wow. So they weren't happy.
But yeah, but like a couple, only a few of them leaving looked like heaps.
Yeah.
Because like.
Because there's only 10 people there.
Yeah.
Could you tell because they were so slow to leave?
Yeah, no. Well,
dumb.
Yeah, no, I can't remember. I think it was plus size models I was talking about, or maybe just like kids or some shit. And you could just tell, like, the front row just did not like it whatsoever. And then they were just slowly getting up and leaving. And then I got banned from that club for like 3 weeks.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
What really? Was this conversation? How did they have the conversation
dude,
with
dude,
you?
Bro, man, that, well, it's my kickback that because they're like, hey, man, maybe like cut out this next time, or like maybe don't talk about like domestic violence, bro. And I'm like, how about you suck my dick?
And then
I beat his wife.
Do you think that was really? Do you think it was them or the venue forcing?
Nah,
them?
It's sort of like because they've obviously got an investment where like if they lose the venue, they lose their investment and shit. So I understand that, but there's like better ways to go about it than being like, no, you can't say this, can't say that, like, and then. Like a couple weeks after, I was just doing shit performances because I was like thinking in my head, like, can I say this? Can I say that? And I just like stutter, trying not to say certain things. And then like, I just forget bits of jokes because I'd have to like take them out. So I just said, I'm
what do you do when you forget a joke mid-joke?
Yeah, fuck,
oh, yeah,
that seems hard.
No, nah, that's rough. Or like, it's...
You start dancing and just...
I just stab him and shit, bro. No, I haven't really like forgotten a joke. It's more like the little tiny punchlines leading up to the thing. So then like...
Or the delivery, how quick you put it out.
Yeah, no, like fucking... what was the joke? And it was like... pretty much essentially I didn't say all these little tiny things and like it was about like disabilities or some shit, and I think it was like
Brown.
Tonguing a few tards or some shit like that was the punchline, but I Double didn't T. set it up, so then like
it didn't hit.
And I didn't mean to say tards, I meant to say tismos.
So when you get so then, like no laughter, like do you just roll straight on to the next one?
Not like that. I've never had a bomb where it's like no laughter. It's more like people trying not to laugh.
But like, do you ever have times where people don't get the joke, so you can tell that they've missed it, and then you have to roll straight to another joke?
Yeah, no, that's a bit rough. Like, that same joke that I was just talking about. Like, I was talking about Down for Love. Do you know that TV show?
Yeah, I've watched it all.
See, you know Down for Love, but they didn't really need to. Then I was like, oh, maybe next week I'll say Love on the Spectrum because it's like...
Yeah, it's more relatable.
It's bigger and more known.
But that's just the annoying shit that you have to do is just like fucking 4 weeks to craft one joke and just saying it over and over and seeing what works better.
Yeah.
But it's a bit hard when it's like... If you don't get it right the first time and it's about like fucking a kid or some shit, then it's a bit rough.
You're
banned for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Anyway.
Well, fuck, man. It's going to be
exciting. I'm on drugs.
Yeah, he's still on drugs from last night.
I'm on Valium, bro.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Did you bring any?
Nah, bro.
Should I have a bunch,
Nah, I've just been like, I've been dabbling in anxiety a bit.
Vals help with that shit. No, it just like, chills you out.
You're making me want to get Vals, bro. I'm fucking, man. I might get some fucking Vals tonight.
I've just been doing social anxiety and stuff like that. Yeah. And stuff. Dude. Yes, bro. Yes. Come and see my comedy show, bro.
How much are tickets?
They'll be like $39 or some shit, bro. Who cares, cunt?
And where do people find them?
JulianWoods.au/shows.
April 17th.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's yes, bro. That's when they drop, bro.
Oh wow.
So yeah.
So in 16 days. Well, this will come out
Mermaid Theatre
in 2 weeks.
Oh, this will be perfect.
So Mermaid timing. Theater,
I don't know. Is that
Princess Theatre?
Oh shit.
In Brisbane.
I try.
Good work,
Michael. It's close.
Yes.
Hey, so, yeah,
oh, you should see where I'm fucking performing in.
You should see where I'm fucking.
Dude, yeah. Stabbing.
Can you tell us where you're performing in Sydney?
I can sell us, bro. But I'll fucking
do it. Okay.
I don't know why I keep saying bro.
Are you gonna be bro, are you gonna be faithful to your miso when you're on tour?
Fuck yeah, bro.
That's rock star. That's rock star.
Are you gonna get fucking written off during the tour?
It's gonna be sick,
standing
bro.
On stage slurring out your words and shit with a tour.
I don't think I'll have time, man, because like I think the second week I'm doing like 5 shows in 4 days in like 3 different
cities. You can just drink like while you're driving one. Around while you're there's always time. That's no excuse.
I perform so bad when I'm hungover.
Yeah,
like,
it would be hard.
Because it's so hard.
What about when you're written off, but when you're fucked up on stage, can
looking through the crowd, just so gone.
Yeah, and stuff like that. Anybody used to play gay chicken when they were younger?
Oh.
Did you guys ever play gay chicken?
No.
Fucking
you stand around with your mates and you eat a male chicken's ass out until everyone called you gay. Just me and you're all
righty. Do it with Matt.
Yeah. Yes, bro.
Kiss each other.
Lean in.
What's
in,
that?
Matt.
What is that?
That's Matt. That's Matt.
Yes. Yes, bro. And this. So if you want Eugene. Stuff like that, bro, come to the show, bro. Yes.
Oh, bro's the new word,
yes.
Bro. Have you been getting Subway?
Yeah, I had a footlong this morning, bro. Malted rice, seeds and grain and stuff like that.
Did you toast it?
No, it's been good. At the moment, we're filming this new character, like, because he's just got, like, these, like, expensive prosthetic masks. Like, you know that mangrove mask?
Yeah.
Like, these ones are, like, different. I'll tell you the characters after. But, yeah, we've just been, like, banking them up so then he doesn't get
so
recognized.
So we can't reveal the name on here?
I don't even think it has a name. I think it's just going to be something extremely racist or something. Like, Mitsubishi.
Well, I guess that will get views.
Well, one of them's an Asian man.
So he's playing the Asian dude?
Yeah.
Wow. So you can get masks like fully to make you look Asian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that.
Is that because you know blackface is cancelable? Is Asian face?
No, well, we've been going up to Chinese people and stabbing. So it's been
bad. Oh, that's horrible.
This is because you're Asian. Stab.
Yes, bro. That's the premise of the video, bro.
Stabbing Asians. It's just called stabbing Asians.
Well, yeah, no one's done that before, but
I've never seen it.
Hopefully, it's a fake knife.
No. Nah, bro, it's for real, bro. We don't even film it either.
That's why
we're
you're
not
male.
Even filming.
It's just for the boys.
Yeah, bro. It's just for fun and stuff.
See if it works.
Yes, bro.
You're disgusting.
Yes. Nah, but and then there's this other character. I don't want to ruin that one, but they're fucking disgusting. But
Has Willem tried to like fuck you and shit?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Yes, bro. Yes, bro. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Do you have plans to work with anyone else besides Willem at the moment?
Yes, bro. Yes. No, I'm just like, at the moment, just because like...
It's all comedy tour.
It's very casual with him, so I can sit around and write jokes and play PlayStation and shit, bro.
And what, have you been to his house?
Yeah.
What's his house like?
He's fucking got a sick house, bro. He's fucking got like paintings of himself everywhere, bro.
How many tweet heads?
No, it's so empty. It's like, it's too big.
Oh, really?
And then he's got this mad like tiki bar downstairs, like a full like nightclub.
Really?
He just asks me to play pool all the time and it's really annoying.
Dude, that sounds so, I fucking love pool.
But and then, yeah, he just holds poker nights there.
Yuck.
And stuff. But yeah, and stuff's been looking up for me, and yeah. Sorry. I can't do this.
It's so itchy.
Stick it out. I don't feel like me.
You have to commit sometimes. Yeah. Do you think I wanted to be like this when I started this podcast? No, I wore backward hats and I look fucking cool.
You weren't even on the camera.
That's true. How did you stick the eyebrows on?
What? My real eyebrows, bro.
Is anyone going to be opening for you when you do your thing? So who's opening for you?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Wait, let me guess. It's Lewis Spears.
No. Okay. No. I love it, Tobin. He's too big, Tobin.
It's that Kiwi guy we met.
Remember we went to his show and you were like, I'm going to fucking yell out this guy so much. And I'm so high at his show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no.
I'm going to yell out and get so much attention drawn to us, Michael. And I was just like, I've got to go to the toilet. And then I just left show.
Did I bring you or did you just like randomly?
I think I don't know. I was so high.
Did you buy tickets to that randomly and we just went together?
Yeah, we were going together. And then as soon as we sit down, you're like, I'm going to draw so much attention to us.
Pretty much what happened was me and Michael went to this comedy show of this guy, Lewis Spears. And right before Michael's baked as fuck.
We had a full joint before we went in.
That's right. And I think I got a bit stoned too. Man. And I just found it really hard. I was like, I just looked at Michael and I said, I'm going to heckle so loudly and draw so much attention to you, cunt. And he just turned into the biggest panic attack. He was like, oh, I need a piss, man. And then he never came back.
He just fucking got out of there. Paid money for this ticket, didn't even fucking get to see it.
Yeah. He went to Subway.
Fuck, I can't remember who else I was with.
Yeah, one of your mates, I can't remember his name.
Felix.
Yeah. Dexter Fletcher.
Felix. I think it was Greg Inglis.
The singer.
I love the Sims.
This is so strange. I haven't seen you boys in like 3 months. Bro.
It has been fucking wild. I can't believe it's April already.
The holidays went back.
Wait, that's four. Yeah, I think it's been like 5 months.
Give me a feel.
Matt.
Dude, you should open for me on my comedy tour, man. But just do that for
just
10 minutes.
Give me a feel.
That's actually a funny joke.
Is that your girlfriend, mate? Give me a feel.
Give us a feel.
Would you do 5 minutes before my show, Matt?
Yeah, right.
Would you do stand-up?
Yeah, right.
For 5 minutes?
Give us a joke, man.
I would love to watch Brown do stand-up.
So
I'll let you open my show if you do 5 minutes.
Let's go. Like, Matt, you're on stage. Go.
I got no material written. Yeah, I'm ready.
That's great.
Holy shit. Was that off the cusp, bro?
Yeah.
That's hectic.
Why did the Brown cross the road?
Why?
He's going to town.
I've never wanted to assault someone.
Fucking hell.
I wish I had that knife that I've been stabbing the Asians with.
It made me mad.
Yeah.
Fuck, bro. Yeah. I've been watching heaps of like
Breaking Bad,
Best of Julian Woods with Marty and Michael compilations, just reliving the old days and stuff, bro. It's just been sick. I've just been Googling my name heaps and stuff like that.
What's the top three favorite clips?
Remember when we got your parents to intervention?
Dude, I fucking, that came up in my
Dude.
I think, did you do a repost of that the other day?
Yeah. We sat them down in our living room, my old living room.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just like it was real triggering for some reason when I was watching that and just like
crying.
And I just looked at my dad and it just annoyed me. I fucking hate that cunt.
Have you been fighting with her?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, fuck.
Was there a time in your life where your dad, like, hit you? Like,
hit me.
Maybe have gone a bit too far?
Oh, yeah. Dude, he used to beat me with atlases, man.
What was something did? What was something you did that
caused
that reaction?
I just tagged the garage, bro.
You tagged the family garage
story? And his dad's car?
I just tagged the garage. Oh, yeah, I fucking scratched my
Why?
Dog
That's fucking horrible.
Into his brand new
I'd
car.
I'd beat you too.
Whoa, Matt? Bro.
Whoa, wow. That's abuse.
God.
That's straight up. That's straight abuse.
Cameras are rolling, bro.
Yeah,
that's straight abuse.
Do that on stage, man. Threaten to bash me for 5 minutes, bro.
Threaten to bash everyone. I'm not a fucking bash Julian Woods. That'll be my
My opening
just
line.
Threaten to bash everyone there in the audience.
Can you? Okay, well, if I give you 5 minutes in front of fucking 600 people at the Princess Theatre,
I'll fucking bash you.
Would you just go and just threaten to bash everybody on stage for 5 minutes?
See, we find it funny. I think everyone would be like, what's happening?
No, you commit hard.
If someone, but people who watch this, if they come and see it, they'll be like, I know what's happening right now. Matt has to
Matt has
honestly,
to.
Honestly, I saw someone that looked like you get on stage and then goes, just, oi, just give us a feel. And then sort of just approach someone in a real scuttly sort of way, and to see their reaction, I would
and
piss myself
laughing.
And
then just start bashing
them, bro. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, maybe got, that. That's sort of physical.
There's this local stand-up comedian that's got cerebral palsy. I should get him up, and then you just come mid-set and bash him.
Yeah, out of the audience.
Okay, yeah. Right.
And everybody's like, "What the fuck?"
I can be down with that.
Bashing's a fun word to say. Like, dude, I bashed him.
Yeah, full bashing and stuff, man. Yeah. Man, I've got a story for
bash
you.
Bash it down
after
with Brown.
This,
can you tell it now?
I can't, bro. Oh man, but like. I'm probably going to jail, bro.
No way.
Yes, bro. So
the tour might not be on.
No. The tour will be on, but then like after I'll just settle down and just do a bit of jail, bro.
So that's the plan.
That's the plan for this year. Just tour the country, do a little bit of time, and then come out and
2025 reassess.
2025 reassess. New show.
Write a new show while you're in jail.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm
called. Jail. Dude, you should create a show called Prison Break.
Just stab a few people in there
because it is
like
rent free, and you like you know you could probably it's not a bad idea. You get food, rent.
It's so sick, bro.
And you could have your brother come in and try and break you out.
The retarded one.
No, like in or your show in Prison Break.
You can call it Down with Prison.
Down with Prison, and it's my. Whoa, is that down because my little brother's disabled, man?
That's exactly
why would you go
what
there?
That's saying.
You went there.
I was
didn't.
Matt that's saying he would break you out of prison. Oh, so I was, that was sake, yeah.
I was like, really? Anyway, have you seen Prison Break on the Run?
What is that?
Sorry.
Dude, I did the Crack and Look podcast the other day.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, yeah.
It was good, bro. It was like this, bro.
Did you? I also saw you did.
just like this, bro. There were people talking in mics and there was cameras and stuff and curtains.
Did you do Bloody Brilliant Beers?
Yeah, bro.
How was that?
Yes, bro. but they pump it out. And you guys are boxing with them now, eh?
Yeah.
Are they on the card?
Yeah.
I think they're fighting the alpha blokes, aren't they?
No, but I thought they were fighting individual fights.
They're not doing tag team.
Yeah, and Klutzy, apparently his fucking opponent is like 40 kilos lighter than him,
that's
bro.
That's right, yeah.
God, that'll be nice.
Like, that kid's gonna die, man.
Yeah,
he was, like, it'd be impossible to get knocked out if you're fighting someone 40 kilos.
Oh, like so much.
That's free money. Up. Like
he used to be a footy player, didn't he?
Yeah, sixth grade.
He's
though.
Fucking massive.
So what?
Sixth grade, bro.
Even a fucking high
he played
school
down at
footy
Jeeps,
player.
Bro. Give him heaps Jeeps.
Yeah,
bro.
They're legends.
Ashgrove, bro. Yeah. Yeah, I said they for their nicknames. Like since their beers, fucking Darcy should be Schooner, and then. Potty should be
Schooner and Pot.
Mega Jug.
And they should get dressed up as beers.
They should. Do you know what you should
they
do?
Should come out
what, do, you, do you have your walkout song yet?
Yeah.
You should get
Is it actually Sandstorm? I thought you put Slim Dust.
So it should be a truck reversing sound and then you walk out backwards, bro.
Oh, yuck.
Beep, beep, and it's just you walking backwards to the ring.
Dude, that is genius! That is fucking genius!
No one would laugh, I guarantee you.
Yeah, you'd be fucking.
I know, but.
It'd be me directing you.
It's the organ here, if nobody got it.
I love that. I feel like that's really me, dude. That is really me. Can we try and see
he's
if
getting
we can
emotional.
Do
that? Or just like remember the blindfold boxing and I think Marty's walkout song was just a woman screaming.
Oh. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
that woman
right.
crying sound effect, which is just walk out to that.
Oh dude, no, I'm down with the fucking truck reversal. That was so good. Oh.
Well, we can make those sounds.
Yeah, but they won't hear it over.
You're not walking out to Sandstorm, are you?
I know, it's so try hard. You can't even look cool if you're coming out to that. You look like a pinghead or some shit.
Dude, they were like, we need your song like today.
Oh, we fucked up.
And then I started playing songs like, what about this? What about this? What about this? And then we somehow just landed on Sandstorm.
Sandstorm.
We should have chose Iron Man by Black Sabbath.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's so hot
in here. It was funny because you were going for Slim Dusty and then you just reverted back to Sandstorm because that was better.
No, it's not.
It's so bad. Like, I'm going to be... It's going to put my mood down. I'm going to box worse because that happens.
Yeah, all you can think about is making those sounds
while we're boxing. What's that song, bro? What's that song, bro?
Oh, dude, I wish we had the fucking reversal of a truck. That is so good to me. If someone did that, I'd be like, that's a cool guy. That's a fucking cool guy in my eye.
Yeah, just walking backwards to the ring.
Oh, trucks reversing should make the Sandstorm music.
Oh, man. Do you guys have any, do you have like cool boxing clothes?
Hey,
no, like, what are you wearing?
What do we wear? Yeah, I don't know.
Like, are you getting a custom kit done?
No, we haven't yet.
Isn't it,
we
don't like, know how to do that. Like 10
I think,
days?
Yeah, I think
it's
meant...
not far off.
It's like 2 weeks away, isn't it?
I think you meant
like,
to get
it's like 27,
your own shorts,
so 27 days.
Oh, how the fuck? I'm just going to wear this.
You should wear the donut. You guys should fight in the donut shorts.
Because it's going to look like you're trying so hard.
I know, like, that's what I said.
That's what I want. I want to.
Dude, what do you do with your gloves when you're walking out? I'm just going to walk out like this to Sandstorm.
Yeah, yeah.
No, and then Marty's going to go, oi.
Do you know what the worst thing is? You're going to try and be like, ging yourself up, and just by nature, you're going to like bop your head to the beat when you're in there trying to.
Yeah, it's going to look like you're enjoying
it. We got to change it. It's official. We're changing the fucking song.
Change it to TNT, bro, by ACDC.
What about something from Phil Collins? What about Phil Collins?
You cut that bit out, bro, and it's just the fucking intro.
Just the drums the whole way.
What about the Russell Coit theme song?
Oh, get rhythm.
Oh, bro.
Sorry.
You should just do it a dial tone and walk out with a phone.
Yeah, the old internet dial-up sound.
Yeah, internet dial sound is very good.
And we come out saying, I'm a computer. I'm a computer.
Yes,
and we've got laptops instead of gloves.
Stabbing people, bro. Stabbing people and stuff like that.
I'm a computer.
He's right. Like, I'm not going to be able to get pumped up knowing that that's playing. I'm not going to
be able to get
in the zone.
And you're
going to
see yourself in the screen and you're going to be like, you'll catch yourself and be like, oh, fuck, I look like an idiot.
I'm going to try and make it out like I hate the song.
What about, who's
chosen, bro?
What about that? Hey, Geronimo, you know, that song, let's walk out to that one.
Dude, pumped up kicks, bro.
Hate that song.
Pumped
so
up kicks, bro. All the other kids.
Yeah, see, that's too try hard. The truck reversal is the greatest thing ever said. Like, that's so fucking good.
Oh, the internet dial up time was good too.
Yeah.
And then we're just sort of backing up, look like we're driving.
Oh, dude, that is so fucked.
As we turn, I'm going around
and say,
and then park. And then they put the wax
and
on my face.
And then we pretend to
just like laughing at myself. Everyone's looking at. That's what we should have done.
They put the wax on your face?
Yeah, they do that. Vaseline.
Yeah. Vaseline.
Vaseline.
That's not.
Petroleum wax. Jelly.
Mm. Oh, sorry. I thought it was wax.
You're a surfboard, bro.
I thought it was.
Yes, bro. Wax on.
I thought I was a surfboard
wax
for
off.
A bit.
Something.
I really thought you were a surfboard, bro.
Are you scared?
Hang 10, bro.
You know the one of the guys you're fighting has a, it like works at a morgue and has like a ring at his work. So he trains and fights around dead bodies.
So you're saying that he is a magician?
Yes, bro. That's exactly what I said.
Look, the more I train, the better I feel.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry.
But like,
I think, that's just sort of like, that sounds pretty philosophical.
Yeah, I feel like we're definitely the underdogs in this because fuck me, that sounds like that Brazy guy has really been fighting a lot. Like his whole life.
Yeah, no. Well, fucking, just
anyway.
Ask the boys you train with. Just ask the bloody Brilliant Beers boys.
Do they know them?
Yeah.
Well,
that whole thing is like that podcast scene. They're all in stuff like
sexually.
That. Well, yeah, Greg Inglis, bro.
We should get him on. Let's get the Brilliant Beers boys on.
Yeah,
we can discuss this.
No, but just fucking hold them and go tell us everything, cunt.
Let's get them soon.
Fuck, they're probably telling them about us.
They're the insiders in our
gym.
They're
the moles in the gym, bro.
Shit.
Kick them out, bro. Mm. Now, without even questioning or asking them about it, bash them, bro.
Wow, we have to kill the bloody
Beers
boys.
Stab them, bro. Right.
Holy
so
shit.
So we're doing it?
We can go to it now. He lives in Ashgrove, bro.
All right. That's it. It's done. All right, so bloody Brilliant Beers. We're coming.
We're coming. Sorry.
We're sorry.
Sorry,
too.
Dude.
Oh, did they not? Have they not said anything to you that they know these guys?
Oh, a little bit, but not nothing about like their skill level.
Yeah. Little bits and bobs and pieces.
Bits and pieces and stuff like that.
A flick and a fly.
A flick and a fly.
You ruin everything, cunt. You fucking ruin everything. But yeah, julianwoods.au/shows and shit, bro.
There tickets on sale April 18th.
April 17th. Sorry, and 15th. Right now, it'll be April the 14th. So in 3 days, head to Julian's Instagram or go to the website and fucking get your tickets fucking before the shit sells out, bro.
And everyone shout, Woodsy! Woodsy!
Yes. Oh, bro. That fell flat for you, man.
Woods?
Bro.
Yeah, it wasn't very natural.
Yeah, no, it wasn't, man. And now every time you talk, I forget what I'm going to say.
Oh, sorry,
you
dude.
You just throw me that far off.
I fucking ruined
course.
Everything.
You blank his mind.
I really, yeah, bro.
That wig looks good and so does the outfit.
Kiss.
Kiss each other then if...
Just one peck. May as well.
What are you doing there?
It's Easter. For
just
fuck's sake.
It wasn't my idea just to put the way you operate.
Oh, sorry. Just a goddamn peck. Just
yeah,
peck.
I'm sorry, all right?
Could have pecked.
Good to see you
anyway.
Too, bro.
all right, so Julian Woods, April 17th. Bloody Billion Beers, April 17th.
Oh, yeah. We didn't kill them if they show up dead.
Sorry, if they are
dead. Can you imagine if they just got found murdered?
Shit. Oh, no.
Fuck. We'd be fucked. It wasn't us.
God, how do we get out of this one?
Well, you should know. You're a fucking criminal.
Website only, but that'll be on the website, bro.
But we didn't do it.
Yeah,
there's a dog over there, man.
Oh, yeah. Oi, let's stab it, bro.
That'd be so sick for the website, bud.
All right, we're going to have a bong break and we'll be right back with a prank call, everyone. See you later,
bye.
Julian.
See you guys. Bye, guys.
Bye, Julian.
Michael.
Time to wait. We have
picking
for
up the
you
phone with your
prank
first mistake.
And today we're going to try and prank call this guy again. We tried him last week, no answer. No one ever answers their fucking phone anymore. And so this guy, should we listen to the message again?
Yeah, I guess to give reference, but basically he owns a loud dog that barks at all hours of the morning. So we're going to pretend to be a neighbor that has found his number somehow and we are going to confront him. As Arnold Fine?
I think I'm going to pretend to be like the council.
Oh, that's right. So as just a new character or Marty's sort of alter ego of being a councilman, we're going to see if he gets pretty riled up if you can press the right buttons. Similar to, I guess, Julian's father.
Come on.
Hello, Brett speaking.
G'day, Brett. My name's Defalik McCorn and I'm just working Brisbane City Council, mate, and we've just had a few reports about a barking dog, and I was just wondering if you have a couple of minutes to have a chat about it.
No worries. Who have I got here, sorry?
Defalik McCorn. I'm just working for Brisbane City Council.
What's your job, sorry? Are you with the Brisbane City Council?
Yeah, so I handle complaints. So if anyone has any issues in certain suburbs, they come through to Brisbane City Council, and basically I'm on the team that kind of filters through those complaints. And we just kind of try to find a resolution, basically. And the reason I'm calling is just we've had a few complaints now of a dog barking sort of between 1 and 2 a.m. in the morning. Are you aware of that?
A little bit, yeah. That's not – we've had a few people hanging around. We've got footage of the neighbor next door.
Yep.
People hanging around the house,
so
there's video footage of people intruding.
Yeah, right. Well, just to let you know,
one actually doing his job.
One of your neighbours, yeah, he's put in quite a few complaints, and he's kind of demanding that something be done. He's actually also sent in some audio recordings of your dog barking. He has actually sent in some proof. Us as Brisbane City Council, the kind of protocol is that we kind of have to speak to the owners of the dog and try and help them find a way that they can silence the dog. Of course, barking is to be expected from a dog. We understand that. But that time in the morning, that's just not acceptable. We're going to have to step in and make sure that doesn't continue, Brett. So there are a few things that we can do there, Brett. Do you have a solution in mind?
Look, just a second. I'm just going to pull over for a second.
Yeah, yeah, yep, no worries.
I'm going to pull over. What was your first name again?
Defarlick. Defarlick McCorn.
That's a different. What background are you?
Mate, Eastern European born, and but moved here when I was quite young. So,
I just write your deed. I don't forget your name, man. Excuse me for a second. Defarlick, yeah.
Defarlick McCorn. And McCorn is just M C K O R N. Yeah,
this seems, normally if the council would call, normally, I know the council number 3403888, I deal with them all the time because I'm armed with my trade, but...
Yeah, you're right, mate. So I'm not in the office at the moment, so we are allowed to actually call from our personal phones, but you are correct. Yes, normally we would be calling from the office and it would be that number.
If you're at the council, normally the council would actually send us a letter. Actually get a letter in the mail normally for this.
Yeah, right. Well, there's just been such an influx of complaints that we've just kind of been compelled to. We can send an official letter, and I'll make sure that that happens, mate, so we can do that. But just in the meantime, just so we can try and prevent any further complaints, is there anything that we can do to shut that dog up at 2 a.m.?
Look, this doesn't sound like the council calling, mate.
Well, I don't know what you want from me, mate. I'm Defarlick. You've written my name down, Defarlick McCorn. You can call Brisbane City Council. You can call them and verify. And look, it's just my job to try and find a resolution so that your neighbours stop.
How'd you get my number?
Well, from your address that's listed online.
No, it's not.
What do you live at? 20 Endell Street.
Well, what I'm saying is that's my name is not listed online, Defarlick.
Well,
I don't know what to tell you,
but that's the number that's associated with that address. So that's the number I've called.
And how many complaints has there been before?
So off the top of my head, I can't remember, but it's up around 20 complaints over the last kind of 6 weeks.
Neighbors. Do you know which name? Do you know?
Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to let you know.
Is it the front or the back?
Oh, unfortunately, Brad, I'm not allowed to let you know which neighbour it is. So we're going to have to think of something to shut that dog up because it's becoming quite a problem.
Yeah, look, this doesn't sound like a council call, mate. Not the way you're speaking like that. I understand where you're coming from, and if you've been affected from it, I would apologise to you, but...
Well, you know, it would be quite frustrating. I personally haven't been affected, but I do sympathise with your neighbours having to put up with that bloody dog barking at 2 a.m. every night, right? I've lived with someone, right, with a barking dog, and I can tell you right now, it's not nice getting woken up at 2 a.m. by a dog barking all the time.
Okay, look, you know that's not the only dog, Nick, dude. You know there's other dogs there, don't you?
Look, I'm just going off the reports, Brett. That's all I can go off.
Look, we've got video footage of people hanging around, and I've come out on quite a few occasions that there's been people in the street trying to case the joint. The neighbour two doors down had someone come into his yard, and that's the same person that's been hanging around. So the dog's actually doing his job.
Yeah,
and
well, look.
Morning, that's when the place has been case made.
Have you let the police know about that?
Look, we've got video footage, and it's all about.
So you can file in some complaints to the Brisbane City Council, or you can make a complaint to the police. But we need to shut that dog up. We need to shut that dog up.
The way you're talking to me, this isn't the council,
mate. This is just how I. This is how I talk.
But you can't ring up speaking to me like that, mate.
What?
Not the way you're speaking to me. You're not speaking to me. This is not a person.
Mate, I didn't realise that I had to take your feelings into consideration. I didn't realise I was dealing, right, with a soft little pussy and who can't handle this.
Where do you want to meet, mate?
What do you mean?
Come and speak to me.
I'm speaking to you right now, Brett.
You're speaking to me. Okay, like that. You've called me.
Look.
So you've commented and allowed me to respond. Where do you want to meet with me? The way you're speaking.
Mate, I don't need to meet with you in person. I'm happy to chat over the phone, but we're going to have to shut that dog up. And I've got one thing.
You're calling me a pussy. I don't think you're weak, in all honesty. Meet a pussy. I'll show you the pussy.
Brett, don't speak to me like that, Brett, because that's not fair. I'm just doing my job. I'm just trying to do my job, Brett.
No, you're not. That's compartmentalised. That. No, you...
This is not.
Oh, I can't help it if your feelings are hurt, and when all I've said is you need to shut that dog up.
I just think you're a fucking whip, really, in all honesty.
Mate, I can't have you speak to me like that, okay? There is no need to be
you're
rude.
You're calling me a pussy. You're the one that's.
Well, mate, you're offended because I'm saying your dog needs to get shut up because it's barking at 2 a.m.
If you listen to yourself, you've rung me. I can't help it if you're a pussy. You're telling me, speaking to me is such a defamatory, demoral way, but then you. I'm offended if I've responded.
Look, mate, I don't know what to tell you.
Council, I'll tell you now, that's the Farlick McCorn. Like, that's
well, now you're laughing at my name and my heritage. That's now you're laughing at my name and my. I didn't choose my name, mate. And I'm proud of my mother and where she's come from. And Defarlick McCorn is a very common name where I'm from.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You're not with the council, I'll tell you now. And I ring the council, you're not in.
Well, who am I with then? Who am I with then, hey? The FBI or something,
you
is
tell
it?
You tell me.
Well, maybe I'm part of a podcast and your son sent in your number and wants us to prank call you about your barking dog.
And you are a podcast. This is a fucking setup. This is.
I'm so sorry, Brett. I'm sorry.
I know what's going on. I know this isn't a fucking council.
Fucking let your dog bark. Fuck him.
Who have I got here?
So this is Marty and Michael and Matt and.
I thought this is fucking Marty and Michael.
Oh, Brett, that was brilliant. It was hard to do it to you.
If you're a company ringing up saying we're advertising hair removal, I'd think, fuck yeah. I need to see that for the missus. Especially on a back.
You picked up on the name. I thought I'd sneak the name in, but you picked up that it was pretty weird.
To Farley.
I wanted to go off my fucking, but no, not when the dress has been red. I can't always be at home to guard the fucking home.
Oh, man. Oh,
fuck, that's good. All right.
You're a fucking legend. I'll speak to you guys soon.
All right, mate.
Cheers, man.
See you, mate.
Bye. All right, guys,
down to the
that's
core.
The end of episode number 10. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, give us a 5-star review on Spotify to keep the ball rolling. Everyone, we'll see you guys next week. And fucking stay strong and healthy. And
Julian Woods, April 17th.
April 17th, with the best, with the best,
best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best, best